Whistler. That whistle is your signal for the Signal Oil Program, the Whistler.
I know many things, for I walk by night. I know many strange tales hidden in the hearts of men and women who have stepped into the shadows. Yes, I know the nameless terrors of which they dare not speak.
Yes, friends, it's time for the Signal Oil Program, The Whistler, rated by independent research the most popular West Coast program. In gasoline, you know, it takes extra quality to go farther. And Signal is the famous Go Farther gasoline. So look for the Signal circle sign in yellow and black that identifies Signal service stations from Canada to Mexico. And now, the Whistler's strange story. A woman's privilege.
Drawing room of a palatial home in Newport hang a pair of priceless oil paintings, one of an Italian nobleman, the other his wife. The surfaces are cracked, the frames old and worm-eaten, but the colors are as fresh and brilliant as if they were painted yesterday. There's a strange connection between the paintings and a sordid, ugly scene in a New York police station not far from the East River. It was very late, and in the next room, a homicide lieutenant was grilling a suspect, a charge for murder.
Any luck?
Yeah, he's coming along.
Ready to get to him? Give him 5 more minutes. The guy's ready to break now.
Huh. You know, I can't help feeling there's more to this than the guy's telling. Something that maybe even he doesn't know.
More than a simple murder. More than the homicide detail or anyone else would ever uncover. It was the story of a traveling art broker named John Winters. Of a casual trip to the picturesque Italian seaport of Venice. Of the unbelievable, stunning moment in his hotel room when a quiet little artist named Giulio Zanotti put $250,000 in the palm of his hand.
Well, Signor Winters, what do you think?
Well, that's pretty hard to believe, Donato.
But seeing is believing, eh? Tell me, what do you think it would bring on the American market?
I don't know. It's been so long since anything like this.
But you do know, Signor Winters. At this moment, your head is spinning with figures.
After all.
Of course. So you will agree I am giving it to you for almost nothing when I ask only $75,000.
$75,000 for an original Montaigne. I think you're being very reasonable.
Thank you, senor.
Too reasonable.
Eh?
What's wrong with it?
Still skeptical, eh? You're very hard to convince, Senor Winters. Suppose I leave it with you for, 24 hours, so you can examine it closely.
You're pretty sure of yourself, Donati.
I would not have come to you if I weren't sure you'd be the best inspection of an expert. Your reputation as a specialist on Montaigne is known all over the country.
Yes, this is a Montaigne, if I ever saw one, but $75,000,
there will be many, senor, who will say it's Montaigne's best work.
I'd agree with them. It is. What's funny about that?
You flatter me.
What?
You see, I painted it myself.
You what?
I wanted you to know that. It took me many months.
Wait a minute. You're telling me that you...
I planted it myself, senor.
But the technique, the style...
They were difficult to master. The oil's hard to find. The aging process... senor, it was hard work. But you see, it had its reward.
Is that the only one?
Oh, no, I completed that pair. The other was sent a week ago to a New York broker, a C.L. Brickley. I expect to hear from him tomorrow.
Does he know about this one?
Of course. I informed him in a confidential letter.
I should think you'd keep it under your hat. Forgery is a serious business.
Oh, please. They are not forgeries. I claim only to paint in the manner of Mantegna. Had I intended to pawn off a forgery, I would have been so frank.
But you know, it's going to happen. Miss Brickley will peddle that picture in the ring.
Senor, what you people do with my paintings is your own business. I am an artist, not a forger. However, I think you will find me discreet enough. Well, now I must go. You may examine the picture as closely as you want, senor.
Where can I reach you?
My studio, 11 Plaza Franchetti.
Good.
Before noon, eh?
Right. Good day, Donati.
Good day.
A long-distance operator. I want Mr. Wilton Potter.
Person to person. Chatelaine, Hotel, Interlaken, Switzerland.
Wait a minute, Potter. I'll tell you again. It's the McCall in the original Montaigne.
He's pulling your leg. No one in his right mind would let a Montaigne go for $75,000.
I told you, he doesn't know what he's got.
The artist only produced 35 paintings in his life. They're all catalog winners.
Yes.
There's no such thing.
I saw it with my own eyes. Are you telling me I don't know a Montaigne when I see one? What about this Brickley? He bought the leg to it.
I just can't believe it.
All right, Potter. If you don't want to advance me the money, there's plenty of others.
Don't do that. All right, John, it's a deal. Call me when you close, and I'll wire the money.
That's better. You'll hear from me in a couple of hours.
Welcome. Donati was right, wasn't he? Your mind is whirling with figures as you hang up the phone. Hurry across town toward the little shop in Plaza Franchetti. Yes, there's over $250,000 in that specially built briefcase under your arm. Provided that the three people in the world who know the truth are discreet. That's the only gamble, isn't it, John? You and Donati, and Brickley, the New York broker. With three who know, there's always a chance one might talk. You turn a corner into the plaza, wondering exactly how that happened. The answer comes suddenly. A crowd is gathered at the front of Donati's shop.
Well, what's the matter? What happened here?
Exactly.
What is it, officer? What happened?
The proprietor of this shop, Signor Donati, was shot.
Woman's Privilege. The Signal Oil Company brings you another strange story by the Whistler. $100 is a lot of money. When you spend that much, you want to be sure you're getting the very best quality for your money, right? Well, if you're an average driver, you spend about 100
$100 a year for gasoline. Ah, but I hear you asking, how can a driver measure the quality of gasoline? Why, easy. Look at it this way. A gasoline that helps your motor run more efficiently naturally gives you more mileage, right? Which explains why we're so proud of the fact that Signal is the famous Go Farther gasoline. You see, those quick Signal starts save gasoline. That smooth Signal pickup and knock-free Signal power save gasoline. Yes, it's these same features you want for extra driving pleasure that also give you extra mileage. That's why Signal says, just check your speedometer for the best proof of gasoline quality. You'll find it's true. In gasoline, it takes extra quality to go farther. And Signal is the famous Go Farther gasoline. And now back to the Whistler.
Only 3 days from Venice to New York by plane.
But it seems a great deal longer, doesn't it, John?
You try to concentrate on other things, but the thought
keeps going back to your suitcase in the luggage compartment.
To the masterful piece of forgery sewed in its lining that will bring at least $250,000 on the American market.
Yes. Donati was clever, wasn't he, John?
Too clever. And to you, at least, it's clear that this Brickley, whoever it is, knew that a clean deal could never be made if the secret of the forgery was shared. And that, of course, added up to Donati's murder.
You have a surprise for Brickley, haven't you, John?
But you know you have to be careful. On the afternoon of your arrival in New York, you walked down the corridor of an apartment building in the East 70s.
Pause.
Set the buzzer.
Yes?
I'm looking for Mr. C.O. Brickley.
Oh, what did you wish to see Mr. Brickley about?
A personal matter. Is he in?
Just what is it you're selling, Mr.
Winters, John Winters. Well, I'm really not selling anything. I guess the suit does need pressing, but it's really not that bad. Miss
Brickley?
Oh, his daughter?
I'm C.L. Brickley.
What?
Himself.
Why? A woman?
But a woman who isn't interested in a vacuum cleaner at the moment. Perhaps some other time, Mr. Winters.
All right, Miss Brickley. Have it your way. A friend of mine told me you had a picture or two that might interest me, and
Wait a minute. What kind of a picture?
I'm collecting Italian Renaissance.
You?
Honest, C.L., I've got 11 of the suits. I'd know that I was calling on such a beautiful businessman.
I'm sorry, Mr. Winters. Please come in.
Every night I can figure it, no charge for the demonstration.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Come in. Please.
Thank you. Is this your place of business?
Yes. I'm a broker, Mr. Wells.
I see.
You mentioned Italian Renaissance. Just what did you have in mind?
Venetian school in particular.
Oh. You know, of course, authentic Venetian things run a little high.
How high?
$300,000.
That's high enough. What is it?
A Montana.
Now, wait a minute.
Yes, I know it's hard to believe it came to light during the war. I've been very lucky.
You're positive it's authentic?
Do you want to see it?
Well, that won't be necessary. Let me check my briefcase here.
I have the picture in my safe. I can get it out.
A minute. Yeah, here we are. How do you like this one?
Where did you get that?
Same place you got yours, Miss Brickley. Same artist, same convincing technique.
Who are you?
Winters. The name's Winters.
Not what I mean. Where did you come from?
Don't worry about me, lady. I'm authentic. Let's stick to the Montagnes,
Why, right, Mr. Winters? Just how many of these are floating around?
Two.
And how many know about the...
Forgery? Two. You and me. That is, since you took care of Donati.
That's a little cruel.
All right, so you had it done. What's the difference? That still leaves two. You'd be smart enough not to get a hire to help your reasons.
You've got it all figured out, haven't you?
That's water over the dam. Let's talk about the pictures. We're hooked with each other, you know that.
That might not be so bad, Mr. Winters.
I'd better make it John.
All right, John.
You know, we've got a lot to talk over, C.L.
Yes, I know.
But since you're not quite the kind of a guy I expected to meet, why don't we switch the conference to a nightclub?
I'd like that.
Okay, pick me up around 8.
Fine.
Oh, and don't worry.
About what?
I'll wear another suit. One of its pressed.
$500,000 for parasailing. I put out a couple of feelers this evening before you arrived. I
beg your pardon, Miss Brickley.
Yes?
There's a call for you. Hey, Mr. Gropes.
Mr. Gropes, what is it?
Who's Mr. Gropes?
He's one of the clients I told you about.
He said it was quite important.
Yes, of course. Excuse me, honor director.
She gives your hand a little squeeze as she turns to leave the floor.
Those pants were all over inside tables and out of the room. She is beautiful, isn't she, Charlie? Slim, graceful.
The satin of her evening gown clinging to her like a glistening white sheet. And for the moment, you forget everything else. The Montagnes, the $500,000, the wealthy client, everything.
Everything that is, except that you're dealing with a killer
who's as sure as you are that those paintings can never be sold as long as there are two minds in the world who know their forgeries.
They've only seen like the breathtaking, so beautiful.
What's on your mind, John? Don't get... Miss me?
Naturally. What about Mr. Gross?
Oh, that was nothing.
He said he was fine, but how's his mind?
Oh, he's interested in Bernard's art, you know.
Good. You know what about the Montagnes?
More or less.
What do you mean, more or less?
I told him I had something that would interest him.
Back in the apartment?
Yes. As I told him, I'd get in touch with him a day or two. Forget about business for now, shall we? The music's so wonderful. And I do love to dance with you, John.
You wish the rain didn't affect you this way. That you could approach the whole thing with a clear head. But it's something you've never known before, really. The music. The vibrant, thrilling feeling that sweeps over you as you dance with her. Her warm, low voice in your ear. But no matter how much you tell yourself the business is business, the feeling's still there the next morning when you arrive at her apartment. You pause for a moment before you ring.
decide once again that nothing must stand in the way of the picture deal and the $500,000.
Well, hello, partner.
Partner?
Any objection?
Didn't know I made the grade.
Oh, you have, definitely.
Oh.
Come in. Got something to show you.
Thanks. I didn't expect to find you in the laboratory, Adrian. What's going on? What's this?
My laboratory. I've been putting in Montaigne over the jumps.
Jumps?
I photographed it. Three ways. X-ray, ultraviolet, and infrared. The negative's over on the rack, fine.
Well.
Then I checked the colors with alcohol. And I was clever man.
Was.
If you insist.
Yes, Donate was a clever man. Don't you think you might have been a little hasty in letting him go?
Still accusing me.
I can add up the call of figures as well as the other guy.
Quiet, John. I put you away.
I guess you were smart, though. It was a sure bet with one picture. With two, it's a gamble, isn't it? More than that.
Let's not talk about that anymore.
I don't want to be cruel. Just practical. Cigarette?
Thanks.
Well, what's next on the program, beautiful? Mr. Gross?
I don't know, John.
What do you mean you don't know? Now, you think cold feet, are you? You said he was interested.
Yes, I know, but
well, that's good enough for me. You don't want to say my will.
John, son, we've got to trust each other now, you know that.
Just make an appointment with that guy for me. I want to see him.
Son, I don't know why I'm saying this. I've never said it before, but
what is it?
We could be awfully good friends.
Yeah, that's wonderful. I'm very flattered. I gotta be careful, though, you know, playing with dynamite.
John,
I'm talking about Donate. You did it once. You could do it again.
I'm talking about us, what good friends we could be.
We'll discuss that at length after you get the pictures.
The pictures? What for?
Wrap them up, darling. We're going down to the Pennsylvania station. Wait a minute, Miss Fortenberg, on the package, will you? You deliver it only when both halves of the paying check are presented. Can you get it?
But that's screwy. We don't.
You want that $10?
Okay, mister, you're the boss.
Thanks. Come on, boy.
You know, I think this is all pretty silly.
Maybe it is. I do a lot of silly things for $250,000. But don't get me wrong, Amy. I trust you like my own mother. I'll just trust you a lot more after you pick up that appointment for me with your friend, Mr. Gross. How soon can you make it?
Why, I don't know, John. I'm not sure.
Well, let me handle it then. When can you get it over?
I'll call him tomorrow.
It isn't easy, is it, John? You leave her standing there on the station, fighting to get her out of your mind, your heart, knowing that you must never let her come between you and the business at hand, the appointment with Mr. Grove. The next evening, you go to her apartment, determined to see it through. As you walk down the hall, the door is opened slightly. You hear her talking on the telephone. You stop still and listen.
No, there isn't going to be any deal, Mr. Grove. Forget I ever told you to come here at 11. It's all. Yes, I know what I told you, but that was before, and well, it's different now. I'm changing my plan. Yes, that's right. It's got to be different ways for the present. Right. Goodbye.
You stand two can play that kind of a game, can't they, John? And you know the one who wins is the one who gets there first.
Why don't you call a guy?
I'm waiting to hear from you. Did you get hold of Gross?
Yes. He's not interested, John.
On him. That looked like a sure thing, didn't it? Guy has money, crazy about Italian pictures.
Well, there'll be others.
Sure. Just take a little time.
It'll be worth it.
I suppose it will.
How about a drink?
I've got a car outside. Nice night. I thought you might like to go for a drive.
Sounds wonderful.
Maybe over to Jersey, huh? Off to George Washington Bridge.
I'll get the coat. Only be a minute.
I'll take your time. No hurry.
It doesn't take long, does it, John? Now that you've made up your mind to it. Just a few miles of riding, talking idly, with the automatic hidden down beside you in the seat. Occasionally, you glance from the road at her beautiful face in the moonlight. That's something you'll never forget. That face, with the moonlight working magic with her hair. It even looked beautiful a half hour later, when you looked at it for the last time. Only then, it was very still. With the quiet, wax-like beauty of death. An hour later, you have dropped the automatic into the river and you're back at her apartment. Both have the train check in your pocket, drawing it through the wastebasket next to the telephone.
Find the thing.
A little slip of paper with the name Gross and the telephone number.
Hello? Mr. Gross?
He'll be back in a minute.
I'm calling for C.L. Brickley. Give Mr. Gross this message, will you?
Go ahead.
Miss Brickley says the apartment's on again. She changed her mind.
11 o'clock at the apartment.
Right. 11 o'clock at the apartment. Yours. Well, let me give you a little tip. If the item is obtainable at the present time, your signal service station has it. And in finest, nationally advertised quality. That goes for such major replacements as the new Purolator cartridge to renew your clogged-up oil filter. It goes for those everyday needs, such as Whiz body and metal polish, spot remover, window cleaner. And also for essential services, such as putting a deep, long-wearing retread on those dangerously smooth tires. Or recharging that rundown battery. Yes, you'll find your signal dealer is much more than headquarters for Signal's famous Go Farther gasoline and Signal premium motor oil. Wherever you see the big Signal circle sign in yellow and black, there you will also find a complete line of services and quality accessories to help your car run better, look better, and last longer. And now back to the Whistler. Yes, it was
The long trail finally ended in that police station near the East River. The trail that began then, with an artist who painted a pair of pictures in the manner of Montaigne and died because of it. Lieutenant Brady of Homicide has done his job now. The suspect has finally begun to crack.
Oh, stop it, will you? Stop it.
All right, I'll swallow it. Ready to talk? Yeah. Yeah, I'll talk. Shut up, Wes. All right. Let's have it, Mr. Gross. The guy in Cliff. The lobby. I killed him for Ricky Day.
Money?
Yeah.
What else? Why did she want him dead?
I don't know why. I didn't ask no questions. She said we'll be happy to get him out there. When I got back, she called me and said there was one more job to do.
Money here again, huh?
Yeah. But she called up the night I was supposed to bump the second guy and said the job was off. I went out and when I got back, there was a message that was on again.
Oh,
I wish to be on the bear and on the fly. When I come by for him, he was waiting there in front of the apartment. Big as life.
So that's how you happened to murder John Winters.
That's it. I guess the Brittany thing changed her mind.